Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We're going to throw the doors wide open, welcome you all in, do what we do every Saturday morning, to do what we have to do to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And we've paraded through this studio some pretty high-ranking guests in our 30-year history. But I am absolutely humbled and honored by having a special guest in today, Major General Mick McGuire, Arizona's Adjutant General. Thanks a million for making the time for us.
I appreciate you having me, Rosie.
And what is Arizona's Adjutant General?
Well, I serve currently as the Adjutant General of the great state of Arizona. I have 53 colleagues out there in the 49 states, three territories, and the District of Columbia. I serve as the Director of the Department of Emergency Management and Military Affairs. So I have analogous functions to the federal government as both the Secretary of Defense and the FEMA Administrator for Governor Ducey here in his cabinet.
And we've brought you in because you are hosting, again, I think for 14 or 15 years,
yep,
the Arizona Construction Career Days.
That is correct. That is correct. The Career Construction Days is coming up here next week, 7th and 8th, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
And we host a VIP reception on the 7th to kick off the start of the event. And it's a chance for us to work with local nonprofits and local construction companies, architectural companies, small companies, big companies, heavy construction, and different trades to bring out. I think last year we had over 200 vendors and over 2,000 high school kids from counties all over the state. So at Maricopa County, we had them up Yavapai, Coconino, as far as Apache and Navajo County.
Bringing high school kids in,
yep,
from all over the state.
Yep.
And I think as of today, we were told y'all are going to be over 3,500 students this week.
Yep, they bring buses in. The counselors do a great job. And I'm encouraged to do it for two reasons. Obviously, the Arizona Guard, you asked a question about my position. The Adjutant General is the second oldest position in our government. Only the governor, Governor Ducey, has longer heraldry. First territorial governor, 1634. First Adjutant General, 1636. And so how does that relate to the military? Well, in the Air National Guard and the Army National Guard, we recruit by of and through our citizens. So the 8,000 of our neighbors who serve in the Guard, of 6,000 of them may work on this radio show or work at a construction company, work in retail, and then also serve as members of the Guard. Only 2,000 of them are there every day.
This gives high school kids a chance to look at construction as a real career opportunity.
It does, and it also exposes them to this idea of civic service. And so the joint use of both the military, we provide the facility. The thrust of it is to give them what I would call access to what would be their full-time employment. And obviously in the military, we have a whole ton of folks that also cross over into that area in engineering and in construction trades, and we do all kinds of trades with electricians, carpenters, plumbers, HVAC personnel, architects and engineers across the entire enterprise.
And then the vendors all come kind of as a recruiting opportunity to kind of entice the young men and women into considering construction career. Many of them are given an opportunity to sit in the seat of a backhoe and operate the arm. Do you ever bring the keys to your F-16?
We don't put F-16s out there. It's tough to get those at Papago. Somebody told me here that they live close. They'd be upset if we tried to land on the abandoned 5,200-foot runway out there. That would cause quite a stir at the corner of Oak and 52nd. But it's a great opportunity. I think when they come out, we give them this exposure. And I've said, you know, for me, one of the huge issues that we're working in state government is this issue of workforce development. And so, you know, we have a very young population here in the great state of Arizona, nearly 7 million citizens, about a million of them under the age of 25. And we get about 28% of them that go off to higher education, college or community college. About 25% of them work in the retail sector. But the other 52%, I'm interested in that area and how we can better provide them access to great jobs in the construction industry. We're fastest growing county in the nation, 100,000 a year coming in. And I tell people, imagine just starting from scratch halfway between here and Quartzsite and building a community for 100,000 folks. That would be a heavy lift. You know, there aren't a lot of cities of 100,000 in the state of Arizona, and you're adding one every year.
That's exactly right. And we've got Corporal Bruce Stumbo here, and you're kind of like the perfect example of who we're trying, whose attention we're trying to get. As a high school scholar, virtually a straight-A student.
Then
you tell your counselor what when you're counseling careers.
We were talking about earlier, you know, when I in probably summer 1999, 2000, you know, I mentioned to my high school counselor when she started talking to me about what colleges I was going to apply for. And I said, no, I'm going to enlist in the Marine Corps. And you'd have thought I slapped her in the face. Yeah. So, you know,
I was a okay student, if you're generous with the interpretation of okay. When my friends got out of college, I had a home with equity. My first truck paid off. These guys were all coming out of college, and I had a pretty good step ahead of them. So, I mean, if you could talk to the high school counselors in Arizona, what would you like them to know?
I'd like them to know that, you know, being in the construction industry or the trades associated with the construction industry is clearly skilled labor. It is not unskilled labor. There's a professionalism and a talent and intellect that's required to do that, combined with the attitude that you want to get out and do something with your hands. And it's amazing the opportunities that we could create, growing 100,000 every year for bricklayers and welders and roofers and construction concrete finishers in that enterprise.
And you don't have to relocate to Quartzsite.
Right.
Did you see that article this week about the 7 dairy farms in Mesa that are approved as a council? 1,100 acres in Mesa from Warner to Elliott and Ellsworth. 7 dairy farmers are one step closer to selling out and either relocating their farms or retiring. And they're going to designate 493 of that acres to housing, 200 mixed development, commercial, retail. So that doesn't necessarily have to mean going into construction.
Oh,
you
absolutely
have to go.
I use that as an analogy to just say how difficult it is. Now, obviously, there's a huge amount of absorption capability that we have here in the county, right? Maricopa County, 4/5 of the state lives in Maricopa County. And so you've got a huge infrastructure. And, you know, as the state emergency manager and director of the Department of Military Affairs, I would argue that in the fastest growing county in the nation, if the United States Army is a personnel-based service, this ought to be the place they're fishing for talent when you look at recruiting. Couple that with the fact that as such a fast-growing county, you're going to have all kinds of ability to grow into open spaces in an already not super densely populated area, but there's access to all the things that you would need, schools and markets and everything else in Maricopa.
Now, for the parents and the grandparents and the aunts and uncles that are listening to today's broadcast, and they know they've got that child in their mind that's probably a perfect candidate for getting to this event. Is it open to the public?
It is. I think that the way they run it is through the high school counselors. So the counselors set up buses from the district, essentially a field trip. They come out in the morning, get the kids all hard hat. They get out and they spend basically 2 or 3 hours in the exhibition area. They can get on heavy equipment. They can drive nails. They can talk to pipe fitters. They can do any number of things, guys that work power lines and all that type of stuff. They'll set up all their gear, and each vendor has a different thing they try to show them. And I tell the vendors, you know, I've told people, you know, one of the biggest challenges we have in this development area, in this workforce development, is finding labor. And I say, hey, the name of the game for these young kids is being able to obviously read and write, but additionally being able to show up on time, stay drug free, and they'll train you. Yeah, it's clear that the appetite for the vendors that come out to this, they are looking for people that will show up on time and they'll train you.
Oh, man. We're starving for a skilled labor workforce. And as the register of contractors, who I know you know, Jeff, you know, he talks about the fact that building has become so much more sophisticated. It's really the building. It's the world of building science.
Right. It is, and I think that there's so much available in terms of workforce development and training to the business owners and the folks that are in this industry. They clearly have perfected how they want to take young kids that are willing and able and make them productive. The beauty of the Guard, I tell you know, we talked about the aunts and uncles and the military's role in this. The beauty of the Guard is a kid from Chandler can go off and get trained by the military in whatever his specialty is and work in skilled labor and serve here in his home community.
There you go. We're here at Rosie on the House, honored to be talking to Major General Michael McGuire, the Adjutant General for Arizona, talking about an event that's coming up this week, November 7th and 8th. It's the 17th Arizona Construction Career Days, focusing on giving high school kids a small little window to look into what a career in the construction industry and trades could look like for them. Now, when we get back, it's my show, so I get to take it the conversation wherever I want to. We're going to go on a little bunny trail.
Okay, that sounds great.
The rest of your title is Arizona Department of Emergency and Military Affairs.
Yep.
I want to know that emergency
topic. Okay, we can talk about that.
I'd love to for
all
just
right.
A couple of minutes. We'll be back, y'all.